Is this the moment the DUP's controversial conscience clause died?
I've been approaching various parties, various individuals, and thankfully we now have 30 MLAs who are committed to blocking.
Have you got those 30 already?
I have, yeah. We have, yes.
So you're going to block it? So they've signed it?
We're going to block it, yeah.
So you probably knew it was going nowhere, so why table it?
Well, it's interesting that Sinn Féin don't even want to debate this issue, don't even want to get into the Assembly, to a scrutiny committee, and have the discussion.
Because the DUP doesn't use petitions of concern, right?
Yes, we do. But let's have the debate. Why are Sinn Féin running away from a very important debate? Why are Sinn Féin saying to the Catholic Church, close down your adoption agency? Because my bill would allow the Catholic Church to continue providing adoption services to people within the Catholic community that want to access it. It's Sinn Féin that are saying there's no space in our society for the Catholic Church when it comes to adoption. So let's have the debate. But Sinn Féin, and sadly the Alliance Party, who are now taking forward an anti-Christian element in their campaign as well.
Well, they would deny that, wouldn't they?
Well, they can deny it, but the proof's in the pudding when it comes to their policies. They don't even want to have the discussion.
Because they're opposed to you, they're anti-Christian.
They want to shut down the debate. Well, people need to recognise, how are they going to deal with the MacArthur family? How are they going to deal with people who hold sincere religious convictions, that live their lives and want to do it peaceably, being forced to do things against their beliefs? That's ultimately what Sinn Féin are saying.
Well,
you
first
have
of
to
all,
violate
what,
your
what
beliefs.
Paul Given, what Paul Given and his party are trying to do is pit the Christian community against the gay community. And for what it's worth, Paul, there are many people in Christian churches and other churches who are practicing Christians and also gay. Now, what your bill is about, and this is why we're blocking it, we will not, Sinn Féin, along with the Greens and Basil McRae, and I hope the SDLP and Alliance, will not allow discrimination of any community in our society.
Well, that was Sinn Féin's Catriona Ryan debating with the DUP's Paul Given on Nolan Live television last night. So there we heard it on TV. Sinn Féin have got the 30 signatories that they need for a petition of concern to block this proposal by Paul Given from the DUP. Now, Peter Linus from the Evangelical Alliance. Morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project Gay Health Charity. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Peter, what are your thoughts here? I wonder, can we have a conversation in Northern Ireland where at least both sides would be seen to have learned from this, learned the experiences and not just, I guess, the discomfort from the people on the other side of their argument, but how maybe there's going to be compromise in this country? Is that impossible?
I certainly hope not. I mean, there is a serious question here. There is a problem. The polling shows support for the Ashers. Michael Wardlow, the Chief Equality Commissioner, said on The View, we recognise there is an issue here. While they disagree with the consultation, we still recognise an issue. Baroness Hale, the Supreme Court judge, says there's a problem around these cases. We need to find a reasonable accommodation. Paul Given was opening up a conversation. We've said we support the conversation, not necessarily everything that's in the bill, but we need to have a space to debate. So I'm not quite sure what the petition of concern is closing down, because we haven't seen anything like the final draft of the bill. So to stop even the debate potentially, and certainly what the final outcome might look like, is a real problem. John and I have debated on many programmes. We, I think, can have conversations around these things without it becoming hysterical. And we do need to have a conversation. There are two different rights, freedom of religion and freedom from discrimination.
So what did you make of that debate last night, John, how it unfolded on TV last night?
Well, I think there's a lot of confusion around what this conscience clause actually will do. And every time we see Paul Given in the media, we hear a different story. We heard last week that it was going to impact on unmarried heterosexual couples, but we heard no mention of that last night. We heard a full pullback from Paul Given about what this bill is actually about and what the proposal is.
How would it affect heterosexual couples, his bill?
Well, it won't, based on the proposal that he's put forward. The change in legislation would only impact on the Goods, Facilities and Services regulations for people of minority sexual orientations, or people of all sexual orientations, but specifically changes in relation to LGBT people. And that's why this bill isn't pro-Christian. It's anti-gay, because the only people it will negatively impact on are same-sex attracted people and same-sex couples.
Because, of course, what Paul Given is doing here from the DUP, John, he's not looking in terms of the wider equality legislation, the proposal was specifically relating to people's sexual orientation legislation yeah. involving people and their sexual orientation.
Yeah, Peter tells us that there are inequalities experienced by Christian people, and I'm sure that's true, but I find it very hard to reflect that the only inequalities experienced by people of faith are in relation to LGBT people. If we're going to have a conversation around the rights of people of faith, the right of freedom of religion, let's have that conversation, and we're not the barrier to that. Paul Given says he wanted to start a conversation. I have written to Paul Given on three separate occasions asking for a meeting, asking some questions around what his proposal will actually do. I haven't even got an acknowledgement, never mind a response to that. Paul Given has refused to engage with our sector about this. He says that this is not about giving a licence to discriminate. This is not anti-LGBT. Then why won't he come and talk to us? Why is he refusing to engage with us? Why did he refuse to engage with OFM, DFM around this proposal or the Equality Commission? Why is this being brought forward as a single move by a single member of the DUP? Why is this not part of a larger conversation?
Well, he's entitled to put out a private member's bill for a consultation. He's entitled to do that.
He can't say it's about starting a conversation that he won't take part in. And when it comes to a conversation among people of faith and LGBT people, we're not the barrier to that conversation. We've been asking for those conversations. Peter, we've been asking for that discussion. We've been asking for better relations for years. It's certain Christian groups who will not meet with us, who will not engage with us or listen to us.
Peter Lylas, why should this proposed bill, not apply to straight people? For example, why should it not apply to two straight people walking into a bed and breakfast who are not married and want to have sex together, want to sleep together in the same bed, not married? Should the B&B owner have the right to say no, Peter?
Just to pick up on one thing John said, there are certain Christian groups who won't engage in this conversation. Certainly Evangelical Alliance has been with the LGBT community.
Okay, you've made that point, but on the point of my question, yeah. should a bed and breakfast owner be able to say, no, sorry, you're straight, you're going to sleep with each other, I don't approve because of my religious beliefs, get out. Should they be able to ask for a marriage certificate?
The reason that's not part of this piece of legislation is the only piece that's being dealt with here is sexual orientation.
Well, precisely.
The reason for that, though, Stephen, is just to step it back for one second, is the Ashers case were firstly taken on sexual orientation. The grounds have then been broadened. But the only piece that's relevant to Northern Ireland that is devolved is sexual orientation. The political opinion and religious grounds on Ashers are both Westminster pieces of legislation that cannot be changed locally. So there's nothing the Assembly can do with that.
Of course they can be changed locally, Peter. That's a ridiculous comment to make. The Northern Ireland Assembly can legislate in whatever way it chooses. That was made clear by the panellists on the Nolan Show last night. So it's unfair Westminster can change that legislation. We actually need in Northern Ireland is a single equality bill to be brought here so that everyone can be treated equally rather than having multiple strands of equality legislation.
So can I just say, as a lawyer, Stephen, what John's saying is incorrect. The first two pieces are the freedom of religion and the political opinion are Westminster pieces of legislation that cannot be changed by the Assembly. They must go back to Westminster.
Have different legislation than we have. They've got the single equality bill.
Okay, Peter, I want to address the issue and the question that I just asked. Is it the Evangelical Alliance's view, is it your view, that a straight, unmarried couple should be turned away, or the bed and breakfast owner should have the right to turn them away if it offends their religious beliefs for unmarried people to sleep together?
So that's not my view, but it is the view of Baroness Hale in the Bull case. Out of this, it says we need to find a better accommodation within the law, and that's going to be a very difficult thing.
Why is it not your view?
Why is it not? You've asked, but that's my personal opinion.
Why is that your personal opinion? So you would be against two gay people sleeping. You would be against two gay people sleeping in a bed and breakfast, right?
I'm not really sure I follow. So hold on.
You would be against two gay people being able to sleep in a bed and breakfast against the owner's will, wouldn't you?
That's the Bill's position. Evangelical Alliance.
No, what's your position? What's your position
on this piece yet, Stephen? So we're working through. The
you don't have a position on it yet?
Yes, that's exactly right. We have supported the consultation and we're about to respond to the consultation in writing, and then we haven't done that yet because this is a complex area of law.
Well, it'll not be much of a response, will it, if you write them and say we don't know?
No, we're not going to say we don't know, Stephen, but I'm not going to get called out on air to make responses to a piece of legislation that is incredibly complex. And we're going to respond to that in due course and in full in writing.
I'm asking you as a point of principle, do you think, and I'm asking you all listening this morning, 08459 555 678, just as it might offend someone's religious beliefs if they're against gay people sleeping together, it might offend someone's religious beliefs if unmarried straight people sleep together, should the same principle apply? Should a bed and breakfast owner be able to say, sorry, let me see your marriage certificate? Should they be able
absolutely
to do that?
So we represent a diverse constituency, and there are some within our constituency who say yes and some who would say no, and that's what we're taking the soundings on. So the Bull case did exactly that. The couples in the Bull, in the B&B case, said, we consistently say to all unmarried couples, regardless of their sexuality, you can't stay in our hotel. That case went to law, and eventually it was found against them.
Here's the number today, 08459 555 678. Go ahead, Robert and Temple Patrick, first call of the day. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
This proposed equality bill by Paul Given of the DUP in Lagan Valley is very simple, very straightforward. It's electioneering, it's window dressing, and if there was no election, we had heard nothing from them.
Well, I'm sure they would deny that. They would say that
they deny everything. I mean, sure, that's what the DUP do every day of the week.
Do you think there's a problem with the Ashers case?
Pardon?
Do you think there's a problem with the Ashers being taken to court?
Of course there's a problem. But that's not the issue. I'm talking about the fact that this is purely to try and garner votes for the Westminster election because, for example, in this constituency, we have a free Presbyterian minister who has nothing better to do than sit at Westminster on a very wafer-thin majority. And it's to try and galvanise people, and particularly in this area, because the Ashers Bakery is in this constituency. And it's particularly to try and bolster Mr. McCrae and try and get him re-elected in Antrim South.
So how do we fix the problem, Robert?
It's not for me to fix the problem. I'm not a legislator. I'm simply saying why the DUP are doing this. I'm concentrating on the DUP, not on the problem.
The DUP would say they're doing this because of the Ashers case and it coming up before
court. They would say anything that suits
them. They're entitled to say, presumably they're entitled to have a view and a position, Robert.
Of course they're
entitled
to have a view
yours.
And a position. I'm simply saying that they would say absolutely anything that suits them at any particular time of the day or night.
Here's Deborah in Lisburn. Morning, Deborah. Oh, he's gone.
Stephen,
he's
I'm the lady that was on the television show with you.
Yes.
Was that over a year ago?
Oh, yes.
I am the mother who spoke out, who has a gay son, and who dined with you.
That's right.
Some time ago.
Yeah.
I want to speak this morning, and I'd like to tell you as well, Stephen, my son was married in San Francisco last Friday. And he and his partner were married in the City Hall. And when they came outside, the people on the street came over and congratulated them. Strange people, people that didn't even know them, seen them walking down the street with probably a flower in their suits and came over and congratulated them on their marriage.
And of course he wouldn't be allowed to get married here.
And got his marriage certificate. No, he wouldn't be able to get that. But not only was he done out of a marriage certificate here, my husband is disabled and has been for over 12 years. He had a massive stroke and would not be able to fly to San Francisco. And I don't know that I could make the journey either at my age. I'm not fond of flying, but certainly I could not have taken him. And as the DUP states their rules now, they have done me out of seeing my son married. Now, my son's a professional person, has come through. I struggled to put him through an education and to get him into a good profession. He's a professional person, both of them are, and they contribute a big lot to Northern Ireland and elsewhere. And I have been done out of seeing my son married after bringing him up for 33 years and through all his education and his ongoing education and his life. And I've always been 100% behind him.
And of course, if your son, who is now married to another man, if your son came back to Northern Ireland...
Oh, he will be coming back. He's on his honeymoon at the minute.
Well, when he comes back to Northern Ireland, his marriage will be de-recognised in Northern Ireland. The DUP's policy on this is that his marriage will not be recognised, despite the fact that he feels he is married, despite the fact that he got married in San Francisco. When he walks into Northern Ireland under Northern Ireland law, it would only be a civil partnership. That's the law.
Mm-hmm. That's the law. But The DUP are very good at sitting there on chairs and round tables making out laws. They never take into consideration if one of their children turns up lesbian or gay, are they going to put them out through the door and say, that has nothing to do with our rules, get out, you no longer can be my son or daughter? They're so straight and shout down their rules. They need to sit back, Stephen, and think of the whole situation.
They have a mandate.
Someday it will come through their door. There's some of them up there in high places has had a lot worse things that came out. And do they think that this will not pass their door? It will. No one knows what you bring up, and no one knows what tomorrow brings either.
Let me let Peter Linus talk to you,
I fully support my son, and I'm behind him because, Stephen, I love my son 100%.
I know you do. I can hear that. Peter Linus,
100%.
Peter Linus, what would you say to Deborah this morning?
Deborah,
she can't. She can't actually go. She can't have her son's wedding in the country she lives in and he lives in. So he had to go abroad. The parents can't go to the wedding because they can't fly. They can't have the freedom that they want in their society, in their country, to go to their son's wedding where they want it to be. And in fact, as soon as their son enters this country again, their marriage is essentially de-recognised.
Null and void.
What would you say to Deborah, Peter?
First thing, just to be clear, is I don't speak on behalf of the DUP. But what I would say
is, so much talk about the DUP this morning, we actually need to probably invite them on, which we'll do now.
Yes. Half the population don't agree that the state should recognise same-sex marriages. We do have the legislation around civil partnerships, and that's recognised within our society.
I would say your figures are wrong. There's more than half the people support lesbian and gay people.
Let's give Peter Lance a chance. Hold on.
Just to be clear. So, yes, I mean, support lesbian and gay people is very different than support same-sex marriage. So the Belfast Telegraph has run polls, there's a variety of polls, no matter which way you cut and slice it, they consistently land in and around half and half in Northern Ireland, again and again and again. Our legislators are split in a similar way. We don't recognise polygamous marriages. Other states do. And then when you come here to Northern Ireland, we don't suddenly say, oh, that's okay, that's different enough, but we don't recognise it. So that's standard procedure. Just because you get married somewhere else doesn't immediately mean that we here will recognise it. You could get married to somebody you're related to, or somebody who's older or younger, or you could get married to two or three people in some Muslim
state. Well, do you recognise
that doesn't mean that we recognise it here in Northern Ireland. And so we don't
recognise. Well, do the people that you're talking about and the DUP, do they recognise and think it's all right when you are married to be unfaithful?
No, I certainly
don't. Is that not much worse?
You're working.
And all the divorces that are going through because of so much unfaithfulness. I have a couple, and I hope they're together for life, my son and his partner. And I'll tell you something. I see love between them, and I adore my son's partner. I treat him like another son. So I do, because there is love between them, and I can see it as a mother and as a Christian thinking person. This world is changing, and as I have said before, we have to start and take a step back. These people did not decide to be gay. They could not make any difference to the way their makeup is, just the same as you or I can.
But we also live in...
You think my son did it to be against or just to be something different?
But there is an issue here of freedom of expression and freedom of conscience for Christians. There is an issue for those Christians, by the way, not all, because Christians want different views, but for those Christians who want to be able to live their lives by their interpretation of the Bible, who don't want to be forced to do anything, which they think is John O'Doherty, against their religious beliefs, there has got to be, does there not, John O'Doherty, freedom of conscience. Freedom of someone. Well, you don't agree with it, so I don't know why you're saying absolutely.
Freedom of someone to say that
is against my values, therefore I am not selling you a cake that promotes gay marriage. That's not against the sexuality of something. That's someone asking them to go against their religious beliefs, John O'Doherty.
Stephen, could I bring up...
Hold on, Deborah. John O'Doherty.
Well, Stephen, can I first say to Deborah, I think she's a wonderful advocate. Congratulations to her son.
Let's address the point.
Thank you very much.
So if we talk about the reasonable accommodation, let's talk about a reasonable accommodation. But that's not what's happening here. What's happening is names are being shouted from the sidelines. A proposal is being made. There's been no engagement with us as a community. A decision has been made by DUP to go forward with it. When we talk about freedoms, what about freedom of religion for LGBT people or same-sex couples who want to have religious
address,
ceremony?
No, John, but you've got to address the point. What about the freedom for a Christian business owner to say, this is going against my religious beliefs, therefore I'm not doing it? What about their freedom? That's what the DUP is talking about.
But there's a difference between the freedom of the individual and a freedom of a company. If a company operates here in Northern Ireland, they benefit from that. And particularly if we bring in new corporation tax, they're going to benefit substantially from being a business here in Northern Ireland. Of being a business here in Northern Ireland, you have to abide by the law. If you're going to take the benefits of having a business here in Northern Ireland, then you also have to follow the law. That is the reality. If we want to actually have that conversation about a reasonable accommodation, let's have that conversation. Let's all of us sit down and have that conversation. Let's talk about the rights of different groups. Let's talk about freedom of religion for LGBT people who are not allowed to have a religious civil partnership.
So let me give you another. Let me give you another example, John O'Doherty. Hold on, Deborah. John O'Doherty, let me give you another example. Okay. So let's say there is a gay business owner, right?
Yes.
And he wants to live his life promoting gay equality and promoting equality for gay people. And let's say someone, I don't know, because Jim Allister said it in this programme. So let's say Jim Allister, the TUV leader, walks into his shop and says, I want a T-shirt that says gay sex is obnoxious. Okay. Do you think that gay business owner should be forced to print the T-shirt?
Well, I don't think the law forces anyone to do anything.
Do you think they should be forced to print the T-shirt?
No. Because if we reflect this back in the Ashers case, what's happened is Ashers refused, and they didn't refuse immediately. They accepted the order and then refused it, but they refused. And the result of that has been a court case. Every individual has the right, if they feel they've been discriminated against, to take a civil case. Okay, the Equality Commission decided to support this case, but at the end of the day, it's a civil case against an individual, against a business. If that happened in a gay business and they refused, then someone has the right to take a case and say, Jim Allister would have the right to take a case. Hold on, let me finish my point. Jim Allister would have the right to take a case to court, have a judge say whether or not he has been discriminated against.
But you don't think, John, the court should support Jim Allister in that case? Should John O'Doherty, a gay business, be forced to print a T-shirt saying gay sex is obnoxious? Because that's what Jim Allister thinks.
But nobody has been forced to do anything. We haven't even had an outcome of the case. The judge hasn't heard the case.
I'd like
the judge
to see him throw
this case out. This is being taken as a test case by the Equality Commission. We have no idea what the outcome of this is actually going
to be. I'm asking you for the Rainbow Project's position on it, John. I'm not asking you for the outcome of a court case. I'm asking you, representing the Rainbow Project, do you think gay businesses should be forced in the same way that you do think that Christian businesses who are against promoting homosexual messages, you do not think that they should have the right to say no. But you do think that a gay business should have the right to say no, don't you?
No, I never said that.
Well, then tell me your opinion. Should they have the right to say no or not?
I believe everyone has the right to say no, but the impact of that will be the impact of that. If it is discriminatory, if it's against the law and someone chooses to take a case against that, then the outcome will be the outcome. That is what the law says. You should not be allowed to discriminate against anyone in the provision of goods, facilities and services in relation to political opinion, in relation to religion. But what you can do on the basis of this is treat everybody equally. If you don't want to do political messaging, then don't do any political messaging. Say no to everybody.
Okay.
That's treating everyone equally.